I text letu siltola kuGenesisi isahluko seshumi nashiya kalumbili.
Our text we find in Genesis chapter 18.
Ngokuba ngimkhethele ukuba ale abantwana bakhe nendlu yakhe emva kwakhe ukugcina indlela kaJehova nokusebenza ukulunga ukwahlulela ukuze uJehova amenzele u-Abrahama lokho amthembise kona. Genesis 18 from verse 19.
For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
Namhla kwinkonzo yomthembiso.
Today is an engagement service.
Umthembiso into eya miso uNkulunkulu.
An engagement is something that God has brought about.
Thina sisekhona ezweni singakahlangani noJesu bekuhlanganwa kuphuzo utshwala kudanswe kwenziwe yonke imkhuba yasemhlabeni.
When we were still in the world before we found the Lord, we celebrated engagements at parties and there were dances and boozing. It was done in the way of the world.
Kodwa lapho siphenduka sihlangana noJesu sathi ake sifunde iBhayibheli ukuthi lona lithini ngomthembiso.
But when we met the Lord, we said, let us search in the Bible and ask the Lord to show us what the Bible teaches us about an engagement.
Sathi sabona ukuthi ukuthembisa akusiyo into elula. Kuyinto enzima.
And we realize that engagement is not just something to be taken lightly, it's something serious.
Kodwa ngingakaqhubeki funa ukuba imicabango yakho yenu igijime ithi kanti kuzothembisa bani.
But now before I continue, and I don't want your thoughts to be running all over and ahead of you and that you say, but now, whose engagement is it then?
Sizocela uAndre noAndrea abathembisayo namhlanje ukuthi beze la.
We'll ask Andre and Andrea, who are getting engaged today, to come forward.
UAndre wale eAustralia, kodwa usela, usebenza le eMzansi. Factory Lasekapa.
Andre was in Australia for a long time, but now the last time he's been down in Franschhoek at the water bottling plant there.
And Andrea Angitinya Masi Windotagazi Alaikaya.
Andrea, you will know, she grew up here.
Kuyisimanga uAnu ube nendodana encane igama lakhe laba uAndre.
Now Anu and them had a son before whose name was Andre.
UNkulunkulu wamthatha.
And the Lord took him.
Base bethola lo ntombazana bambiza ngokuthi Andrea.
And when Andrea was born, they called her Andrea, which is also close to Andre.
Kanti uNkulunkulu wabaphuca uAndre wamthatha namhla uNkulunkulu ubanika omunye uAndre osekhulile.
So God took an Andre away from them, and now another one is on his way. But this one's grown up already.
And this is the ring by which she promises Andrea that he'll one day, God willing, will get married to her.
I've
asked both of them to get engaged. It's not a small matter. It's a serious matter. According to the biblical standard. If we read in the Bible about a girl getting engaged to a boy and the boy to the girl, that is a very, very serious matter. If she should be found flirting with another boy or sinning with him or Andre, then they had to be stoned to death. I wish that all the ngifisa ukuthi bonke abangashadile bakuzwe lokho kuyinto enzima eBhayibhelini uma umuntu engakashadi asuka gange nomfana alale nomfana nomfana nentombazana intombazana ingamemezanga idinga ukukhandwa ngamatshe.
I want all the young people to listen carefully to that. According to the Bible, if a boy was found having a relationship with a girl or a girl with a boy, and if the girl doesn't cry out and shout for help, they were stoned to death, both of them.
Uma ingamemezanga kufanele ukuthi ikhandwe ngamatshe nomfana khandwe ngamatshe.
So if the girl didn't call out, cry out for help, shout for help, she had to be stoned to death and the boy as well.
Kodwa namhlanje kuyisikhathi seSodom neGomora, ngisho ingane zesikole seziyaqomana. Isizukulwane sonakeleyo esibolile. Ubona abantu abangakathembisi, abangakashati, sebethandana. Ukusebenza kukaSathane lokho. Nalabo abakwenza lokho bangabantwana bakaSathane.
Today we live in a time like in Sodom and Gomorrah, an evil and wicked time. Where unmarried people have relationships with one another. And people that do that show that they actually are children of the devil.
Unkulunkulu wathi uma umfana noma intombazana ikwenza lokho kufanele ukuthi ikhandwe ngamatshe. Akuphele lokhu ke. Ukuba nina amantombazana nicabanga abafana, nani bafana nicabanga amantombazana. Kuyisinengiso, kuyisiqalekiso kuNkulunkulu.
So people like that were stoned to death. So you young people, take it to heart. Know that God doesn't allow such a thing. It's a curse before God. It's not a blessed thing. So you who live such a life, should know how serious it is, that you stop it and know that in Old Testament times such people were stoned to death. Read it in Deuteronomy.
Kodwa uma naphenduka naisola nailahla phambwakho uNkulunkulu angamthethelela kodwa impilo yenu iqhubeke ibe ngcwele.
But if you repented from that way of life, turn from it, and God has forgiven you, then turn from it, and from then let your life be holy.
Kusho ukuthi sebethembisene ke laba phambweni.
So this is now the engagement before you all.
Futhe bayibhelini uma sebethembisene bebengahlali isikhathi eside.
And in the Bible, you don't find that they were engaged for long periods of time. But I don't think you can ever beat me. I got married 2 weeks after my engagement.
You think you could beat me? After 2 weeks, I was married. That's out of the ordinary and unusual.
Akujwayelekile lokho.
Doesn't fit to anybody, but to me it fits.
Ngeke kumlungele noma ubani. Kodwa kimi naye kwaba kuhle.
And there was no baby on the way. It took 3 years before I had my first child. Some people must have thought they must get married.
Manje omunye mhlawumbe ngathi hawu mhlawumbe bese kuyinkinga yikho besheshe ukushada hayi ingane yokuqala yazalwa emva kweminyaka emithathu.
But by God's grace we kept ourselves pure till we stood in front of the altar of God without having ever touched each other. She wearing a veil, that means the girl has never touched a boy.
Kumusa kaNkulunkulu sakwazi ukushada simsulwe ngingakaze ngimthinte. Noma kodwa akwazi ukufaka iveil elichaza kona ubumsulwa ekhombisa ukuthi akakaze athintana nomfana.
Shall we pray then? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you brought these two together.
Nkosi Jesu siyabonga ukuthi uhlanganise laba babili.
That today they can get married, not married, engaged.
Ukuze namhlanje bekwazi ukuthembisana.
In a godly way.
Bethembisa ngalendlela kaNkulunkulu.
Indlela emiswe nguwena uNkulunkulu.
According to your holy standard.
I text lika Abraham. O Abraham, umuntu engimhloniphayo.
I respect Abraham.
Ikhunkulunkulu embiza ukuthi unguyise.
No wonder God calls him the father of the believers.
Wonke umuntu okholwayo umntwana kaAbraham.
So everyone who is a believer is a child of Abraham.
Izwi esalfundayo lithi uNkulunkulu umkhethele ukubaya labantwana bakhe nendlu yakhe emva kwakhe ukugcina indlela kaJehova.
In the text we read where it says, "For I've known him, or I've chosen him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord."
Nizofunda kwamanye amaBhayibhele leli gama ukuthi ngimkhethele u-Abrahama.
Now, in some translations it says, "For I have chosen him," but it uses different words, not just that word chosen.
I have known him. God knew him so that he could teach his children. It's we kumsebenzi yoyise babantwana ukuba bafundise ingane zabo ukugcina imithetho kaNkulunkulu.
It's a father's responsibility to teach his children to keep God's ways.
Angisho ukuthi hayi onina, kodwa igazi labafana liphezu kwabazali koyise.
I don't exclude the mother by that, but in the first place, the blood of the child will be required of the father.
Ingane iyathanda ukumfuza uyise.
A child likes to be like the father.
Uyise kufanele ukuthi ngaleso sizathu aphile impilo eyisibonelo esihle.
For that reason, a father has to always set a good example.
Ngoba maye uma ingane ingafundi kuyise indlela kaNkulunkulu nokugcina imithetho kaNkulunkulu nemiyalo kaNkulunkulu.
Woe to a father if the father's life and through his life the child doesn't learn God's ways, his commandments, and to keep them.
God says that the father should teach the child. Izwi leNkosi lithi uyise kufanele ukuthi afundise ingane yakhe ngokuhamba ngobuqotho. Ngize ngicabange ukuthi nina boyise bakwaZulu eniphuzayo, enibhemayo, enifebayo, eniphingayo, ukuthi maye nizokuma kanjani phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu enisibonele sibi enganeni zenu.
So to those fathers who drink and who live an immoral life, an adultery, living a life that is not good, not setting a good example, woe to you if you set such a bad example to your children.
Ngoba uyise angayali ngani, kodwa ingabi nandaba nithi hawu baba akaphili.
Because a father can instruct his child, but the child just disregards that instruction because it says, "But my father doesn't live a proper life himself."
NgesiJalimani kuthiwa, "Reizet eure Kinder nicht zum Zorn." Musu kuyalingane izithukuthele uvusulaka lwengane. Kukhona abanye oyise abahlulekayo ukufundisa ingane zabo ukuhamba ngobuqotho.
You need to teach your child to walk in the right way, an upright way, and you shouldn't get their child to become angry. I'm sorry, I can't get the, I don't know exactly in English how it says. Reizet sie nicht zum Zorn.
That they shouldn't get angry because of you. You admonish your child, but in such a way that the child gets annoyed and said, I don't want a Christianity like my father. And your father, you are not on your way to heaven. You'll be damned and doomed forever. You'll go to the wrong place. Kodwa ubusisiwe umuntu onezingane zithi ngifuna ukufuza ubaba ngifuna ukuba njengaye.
But blessed is that father where the children say, I want to be like my father. I want to take after him.
Ngiboni sihoko siyogandaywa ngamakhanda yabantu sizulu bebona oyise behamba kabi uthuma umkakho uthuma ingane zakho ziye esontweni wena uyasala ugila imkhuba le maye. Isihoko sakho keke sifana nesihoko somunye umuntu, sifana nesihoko esiphindwe kabili.
I think the streets of hell will be paved with the heads of fathers. Fathers who don't set a good example. They may say to their wife, to their children, you go to church, but they don't go. They stay at home and get up to all sorts of wrong things.
Baningi. Isihoko siyogcwala amadoda angakholiwe. Ikho iy'ngane zenu zinje. Bukani ukuthi kubi kangakanani namhlanje emhlabeni. Ngoba uyise akafani u-Abrahama ukuba ayifundise igcine izwi leNkosi.
So hell will be filled with fathers who didn't set example, who didn't live as Abraham lived, who set a good example and taught his children.
The right way.
Was you, father, in fact, are teaching your children and your child the wrong way, to go the devil's way.
Lana ke ngesiZulu kuthiwa ngoba ngimkhethele ukuba yale ingane zakhe.
So now here it says, for I have known him in order that he may command his children.
UNkulunkulu wamkhetha u-Abrahama wathi ngizokhetha yena ngoba yena uzofundisa ingane zakhe ukuyigcina imiyalo yami ngisho nendlu yakhe.
In another translation it says, I have chosen him. He's chosen him so that he will teach and command his children, and not just his own children, but his household. In other words, his servants.
Ngithandi khumushe lithi, ngimazile u-Abraham.
I love this translation where it says, for I have known him.
Lelo gama ngesiHebheru lisho into enkulu.
In Hebrew, that has a deep meaning.
Kuthiwa u-Adam wamazi umkakhe wamzalela indodana.
In the Bible, we read where Abram knew his wife Eve and she bore a son.
Kusho ukuthi kumazi umuntu. Ngokwe iBhayibheli kusho ukuthi hlangane naye uzube munye naye hayi ukuthi nibe babili nibe munye.
So in the Bible where it speaks of knowing someone, it means the most intimate relationship where it's no longer two but one, united totally.
Lokho ke bekuyimfihlakalo ka-Abrahama. Uguzayale ingane yakhe imlalele
Abraham could instruct his child, and the child followed what he told him and did what he told him. The secret being that he knew God. He was one with God.
Kodwa ingane isuke ingalaleli, ingane isuke imhleke, ingane isuke imbhuqe, ingane isuke yenze i-opposite.
Some fathers, they instruct their children, but the children take no notice. They even laugh and scoff at the father. They take absolutely no notice of what he says.
U-Abraham ube nesithunzi, ube kwazi ukukhuluma nengane yakhe.
Abraham had authority. He could speak to his child, and the child did what he said. Why? Because he knew God. He was one with him.
Abraham
had the closest fellowship and relationship with God. There was nothing between him and God. No sin separated them. If sin came in, he confessed it and prayed for forgiveness. So there was nothing between them.
Ayale abenesithunzi sokuyala ingane yakhe. Abenesithunzi futhi kuyala indlu yakhe.
And that gave him that godly authority that he could instruct his children, but even beyond that, even his servants. We need that today. Because many children today, they live in wickedness, evil lives. They go around, they have illegitimate children. In the Old Testament times, they would have had to be stoned. So,
ukhumbule ukuthi uzehlisela ulaka nentukuthelo kaNkulunkulu uyoqalekiswa.
So if you're a girl that writes to boys, flirts with boys, a new boy, you write letters to girls flirting with them, you need to stop today because that brings God's wrath upon your life.
Emthembisweni kufanele ukuthi labo bobabili ba hlanganiswe nguNkulunkulu.
Now to get engaged, it must happen as a result of God bringing the two together.
Kodwa abakahlangani futhi abahlangani baze bashade bame phambi kwe-altari likaNkulunkulu ngaphandle kwalokho kuyisiqalekiso.
But that culminates in the marriage. That's when they stand before the altar of God. That is when God brings them together ultimately. If it's not that way, it brings God's curse upon them.
Nina bazalige, nani boise, fundisani ngane zenu, namadodana enu, namadodakazi enu, indlela yeBhayibheli.
So you fathers, teach your sons, teach your daughters God's way, the biblical way.
Uma bethembisa uNkulunkulu abe kukhu kuthembisa kwakho.
That if they get engaged, God is in that engagement. Abraham had one son, Isaac. Isaac was already 40 years old. And Abraham called his head servant.
Wathi, ngifuna ukuthi indodana yami ishate manje.
And he said to his servant, I want my son to get a wife, to get married.
Umfunele umakoti.
And he said to him, go and find a wife for her.
Kodungalokothi umthathele umuntu wase Kanani.
But he said, promise me that you won't find a wife among the Canaanites.
Wathi ngiyakufungisa funga ukuthi ngeke umthathele indodana yami umuntu wasezweni umuntu wezizwe.
He said, promise me, you must take a vow that you will not get a wife for my son from among the Canaanites. In other words, from among the nations, the worldly people.
Ngifuna ukuthi umthathe umuntu ofana nathi owendlu yakithi oyilolu hlobo esilona thina.
He said, find a wife for my son from among our own people, from among those who are like we are.
Ay ukutumthathe umuntu wasezweni uzomthatha umuntu osevele endlini kababa.
Not a worldly person, but someone from my father's household. One of our own people, that people that are like we are.
Kuyahlupha ukushada nomuntu ongakholiwe.
It causes much trouble if you get married to an unbeliever.
Uma akho ushade nomuntu okhonza esinye isithixo.
You get married to someone who serves other idols or gods.
Inceku yakhe yaze yafunga yathi kodwa uma ngilanda bese ingavumi ukuzala ngizobuya yini bese ngimthathele owaseKhenani.
And then the servant said, what if I go and the girl doesn't want to come back with me? It doesn't agree. Should I then take a girl from the Canaanites?
Wathi cha nakanye.
Said, no, never.
Yeke. Kuphela. Uma eyiloku esithina thina.
Never take a girl from the other nations. It has to be one of our own.
Uma wena uthembisa nomuntu ushade nomuntu wingane ye revival yena ngesingane ye revival yoba isihoko kuwe ibe njengodosi oluhlabayo elukhlabayo hlangothini nomehlweni lakho.
You're a child of revival and you take one that didn't grow up in that revival, that person will be like a thorn in your flesh.
Never get married and never allow your child to get married if you're a child of revival and that person hasn't experienced revival. You bringing hell into your life and your family's life. Kushukuti u Abraham lo owafindisa inceku yakhe endala enkulu ethi uzoyifunela indodakazi yami umakhothi ozo fuza thina.
So Abraham made his chief servant promise that he would bring a wife, find a wife among their own people.
USamson indodana kaDavid yatsuka yathatha kwabezizwe kwaba ukuphela kwakhe lokho.
Samson took a wife from among the non-believers, and that was his end. In effect, eventually he ended up bowing down to their idols. And eventually he at the end said, it's all in vain.
Ngoba wayithatha abantu abangaphandle.
Because he took someone from outside.
Ubethu dalukthula. Asuke athatha umuntu kulesi sizwe. Adalukhlobo. Athathe umuntu kulesi sizwe. Adalukhlobo. Bangalwi. Kodwa isigcino wahlubuka inkosi. Ngasekugcineni ke wayesekhala ethi hawu uNkulunkulu wami. Nkulunkulu wami. Konke ngakwenzayo kwaba yizeletse.
Even Solomon, he took other wives, thinking that that would build alliances with other nations and bring about peace. But it didn't. And eventually he said at the end of his life, he says, it's all in vain. It's all vanity.
U-Abraham akavumanga waza wamfungisa wathi angivumi ukuthi indodana yami uyishatise nomuntu ongakholwa.
And Abraham made sure.
No, angabi nonkosikazi.
Abraham made sure. He made him promise. He said, don't allow my son to get married to a girl that's not one of our own. I'd rather that he stays unmarried than that he gets the wrong wife.
Watsuka undunankulu ka Abraham. Waqonde hambe intsuke iningi ehlotsheni zika Abraham.
So the chief servant traveled for many days till he got to the relatives of Abraham. So listen carefully that you understand.
So
he traveled for many days till he got to that place where there were some relatives of Abraham. But then he didn't know who it was to be. He went with many camels and many gifts gold and silver and different gifts to take for that family.
Waza wafika emthonjeni lapho intombi bezifika khona ekuseni noma tambama ziyokukha amanzi.
Then he got to that well where the girls, the virgins came early in the morning or late in the afternoon to come and draw water.
Bekungafiki bonke intombi ezintombi nto zazihamba zodwa ekseni natambama umuntu owonakeleyo ubehamba yedwa emini njengowesifazane wase Samaria
It's noteworthy that the virgins, they came at the same time together in a group in the morning or in the afternoon, and that's when they drew water. But those that were no longer virgins, they came in their own time on their own, like that Samaritan woman who came to the well.
Nabantu obon abonakeleyo nasepsuku futhi intombi into izone zahlangana ngisho nabakwaZulu bayakwazi lokho abadala kodwa namhla seningabelungu nonke senino boyfriend no girlfriend nifaka marokwe nihambe nomuntu osiphethe kabi oxoxayo ngezinto engasile olalelayo nemusic yasezweni.
So those maidens that had kept themselves pure, they came as a group. They stuck together. They didn't mix with the others though. And they came to the well at the same time. It's not like today. In the Zulu time, that is how the Zulus traditionally did that in the same way. But nowadays, they've changed. They've accepted Western culture and have accepted all the things that the Western culture has brought with it, even the music and other things which they listen to.
O Abraham, ube fundisile nendlu yakhe, ngishindu na yakhe nkulu, simfike.
So Abraham had instructed his household as well, being his servants, even the chief servant, he had taught him to walk with God.
Uma befika konake, o Abraham, induna yakhe, yahlala phansi, yalalisa makamelo, bahlale baphumule.
So Abraham's servant, he traveled, and then he came to this well where he came and he rested his camels, and they also had a rest.
Watandaza, watinkosi kodwa, intombi yenkosi yami, eyoba umakoti yenkosi yami, uAbraham, ozoba
And then the servant prayed. He said, "Oh God, how will I know who the right wife will be for the son of my Lord?" He didn't know the girls in that area. Nowadays, people say, but how can you get married to someone you don't know? And they even say, you Christians, you can't do it like that. How can you marry someone you don't know and get to know first? But I say to you, even if you think you know her, even if you've slept with her, you don't really know her.
Amandia. Amanye ayidayisa impupu enhle kodwa ngemali phansi.
Now, some people had the habit of when they sold milimil, they sold it very cheap.
Uma befika bevulisaka bethatha impupu awuyinhle kangaka.
But at the top they put some good milimil, and when they open the bag, you open the top, the milimil looked first class. Because some people illustrated with it, they compare it with a bag of milimil, they say, when I take a wife, it must be like that bag of milimil. I must open it first and see what kind of milimil is inside. And they got to some of these Indian shops.
Babulisaga.
They opened the bag.
Babonimpopo. Imshope kwa.
And they saw the mealy meal on the top of the bag.
What is iPhone?
First class. And they said, we want it. They bought it.
Ngemali phansi.
Very cheap.
Suke valwe Isaka.
Closed the bag.
Bayenale kaya.
They took it home.
Uma sebe kipimpupu. Beyidla babona ukuthi kwakhishwa uhaf. Phansi impupu embi. Phezulu impupu enhle. Balithenga kodwa uma sebedla, hawu naye babayo phansi. Khohlise bathathe enhle phezulu embi phansi.
When they got home, they opened that bag and they started cooking. As they got lowered further down in the bag, they suddenly realized that the people had deceived them because they'd put all the good meal on top, and at the bottom half was rotten already. It was bad quality, and they saw that they had actually been deceived.
Ubuthokoza uthulivulile isaka, kanti phezulu inhle, phansi yimbi. Ukuthi nokuhlangana nentombi, ulale nayo, uhlangane nayo usuku olodwa, uthi inhle. Awukayazi leyo ntombi ukuthi inhloboni shada nayo uzoyibona uma isisekhaya impuphu ebolayo evelayo.
And it's the same with that girl. You think you've opened the bag. You think you've gotten to know her. You spend time with her and you think, now I know her and now I can marry her. But it's only after you're married to her, when she's back, when she's at your home, then you get to know her better and you realize it's actually rotten inside.
Uma uyikhethela, uzoyikhethela ipetrise elihle elinempethu phakathi.
If you go around and you choose for yourself what's pleasing to your eyes, it will be like finding a nice peach which looks good.
Angithi ngantshela ngomfana khona la kwasiza abantu. Owathi, hey, akusilona iqiniso ukuthi bahlanganiswa uNkulunkulu. Bayayikhethela, bese uma beyikhethele, bathi, nayi ekhonjwa uNkulunkulu.
And you may remember that many years ago there was a young man here who said, no, it's just a joke that people say, God has shown me. You actually just choose for yourself any girl that looks good and you like, and then you say, well, God has shown me that it's this girl.
Wafika kimi wathi nayi intombi.
So he came to me and he said to me that God has spoken to me and said I should marry this girl. What was I to do? I said, are you sure? He said, I'm very sure. So he got engaged to her. And then he got married to her.
Amaphe amathathu ngalelo langa sihlomitende le ngenzansi.
The day he got married, it was one of three weddings on the same day in the tent over there.
Emva kwenyanga emvile intathu wafika unina. Wathe umakoti ugula kabi. Uyagula kakhulu. Ehluphekile. Unesigaqa esingaka eswini.
After about 2 or 3 months, the mother of the bridegroom came very, very worried and said, my daughter-in-law is extremely ill. She's got some growth inside.
A terrible growth. So big. I said, bring her then, take her to the doctor.
Ngatimlethe simise kudokotela.
Wathi umakhota akafuna ukuya kudokotela, uthi uthemba uNkulunkulu, uyathandaza, akathembi uNkulunkulu odokotela.
And then the mother-in-law said, no, well, in fact, she has said she doesn't want to go to a doctor. because she just trusts God and she believes God will do some do a miracle. She doesn't trust in doctors, so she doesn't want to go to a doctor. I said, no, that's nonsense. You bring her, even if she refuses. I said, take her to the doctor in Kranskop. I said to her, though, to the mother-in-law, I said, don't let her go alone to see the doctor. You go in with her to see the doctor. So she went with her. When they came back, I said to the mother, just come and explain. What does the doctor say? And then she said, she was shocked and said, the doctor says it's not a growth, it's actually a baby that is inside her. And then she said, please tell my son.
And so she
called her son, and I remember how he came to see me in my office, which was still near to where the old kitchen was. Said to him, sit down. I said, I need to tell you something which the doctor says concerning your beautiful peach. This growth that she's got, it's not cancer. But it's actually, what that growth is it's a baby. And I said, you see, it looks like your peach that you chose had a worm inside. See, we whites, when we change color, when we get angry, we go red in the face. But God has painted the blacks differently. Well, when I told him that, even he turned pale. He was like a sheet, so white. And I was afraid that he'd fall off his chair. And I said, God is not mocked. Look for your beautiful peach, and you'll soon find that worm inside. It's far better if you find someone that God has chosen for you. The end of it was that he divorced her because he said, I cannot live with someone that was unfaithful to me. I thought she was pure. She had a veil on. I didn't realize that when we stood before the altar, she was already pregnant. They separated.
nifuna umuntu enimthandayo bethi nango khonjwa uNkulunkulu kanti ukhonjwa wena.
So be careful. Don't come along and say, this is the one that God has shown me, when actually you've chosen her yourself.
Omunye ubefa efuna ukushada. Abanye baze balahle ukukholwa ngenxa yokuthi bejaha ukushada.
I remember someone who was desperate to get married. There are such people. Some even forsake their faith just because they desperately want to get married.
Hayi bekhona umhlangano waye emhlanganweni wathandaza wathi ngivezele futhi namhlanje bekuzoba khona intombi eyiningi.
So there was a conference or get together and there were many young girls there, and he said, Lord, you show me which one you want me to get married to.
Wahamba waya khona. Uma ifika khona wenza ukhololo kanje.
So when he got there, he turned up his collar like this.
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngiyathandaza le ntombi ezofika kimi ethi excuse me angehlise ukhololo wakhe uye.
And then he said, Lord, I'm turning up my collar like this. I pray that the girl that you want me to get married to, let her be the one that comes to me and says, oh, your collar is not right, let me fix it for you.
Wahamba country.
So he went in like this.
Uma esele yaqhamuka intombi.
When he was there, girl,
puti angehlise ukhololo wakho.
When he got there, sure enough, a girl came along and said, oh, brother, your collar is not right. Let me sort it out for you.
Angithi wathi uNkulunkulu ngizobona ngayo ukuthi yiyo engikhethelwe wena.
Remember, he had prayed and he said, Lord, the one that comes and fixes my collar, I'll see that as a sign that that's the one you have for me. And when she came and fixed his collar for him,
wambuka.
He looked at her.
Kanti umuntu omfushane.
And he realized it was a short, fat girl. Full of pimples in the face. Almost like sores in the face.
What? Hi, Lona.
And then he said, oh no, Lord, no, not this one, Lord, not this one. So be careful. Don't just play the fool. God is not mocked.
Kufanele ushiyele uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu uyazi.
You really have to leave it over to God, for He knows.
Ngisho nami ngishada. Ngethuka kabi. Uma ngingaxoxela ukuthi kwahamba kanjani, mhlawumbe lingashona ilanga shanjelwe isikhathi.
I could even tell you how God led me, but I think if I have to tell you the whole story, the sun would set and we'd still be here.
Kodwa uma seshadile, ngathi uNkulunkulu wena ongikhethele, wakhetha kahle, ozoba unina wengane zami, ozoba usizo nasemsebenzini wenkosi.
And when, after we were married, I could just say, oh God, you chose the right one for me, who would be a help to me, not just to me, but also be a help in the Lord's work.
Wangisiza uNkulunkulu.
God helped me.
Ingane zona eziyisithupha zamantombazana zikhona nami zonke, ayikho yangihlubuka.
And today, all six daughters that the Lord gave us are with me today. Not one of them has left. Even my sons-in-law are here, and some of them are even preaching the gospel with us. And I can just thank the Lord and say, well, Lord, thank you. Even though you took my wife, you took her when the children were already a bit older, grown up, and they've been able to just close the gap. Blessed is the person who leaves engagement over to the Lord.
Nomshato
and marriage as well.
U Abraham waketho uNkulunkulu ngoba ubezo yala ingane nengane zengane zakhe ukuba zigcine imiyalo kaNkulunkulu.
God chose Abraham because he knew he would teach his children and children's children, his whole household, to keep God's laws and commandments.
Izwi elisebhayibhelini kuMathewu ukuthi bazoqhamuka empumalanga nasentshonalanga baqhamuka kude bazohlala no-Abraham, Isaka noJakobe.
And in Matthew it says they will come from the east and the west, and they will sit at the tables together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of
heaven.
And I say, O God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, help me too to sit at those tables. Keep me for that day. What do you say? What do your fathers say? Do you teach your children as Abraham did? And your whole household?
Abraham.
Do you teach your household like Abraham did? Blessed is the one who has an ear to hear. But woe to the one who doesn't do that. How will you stand before God?
Baba. Uma ingane zakho zingekho ungangena mhlambe ezulwini kodwa zona uzozibona zishe esogwini.
And you, Father, if you don't teach your children, what will happen to you? You may enter heaven, but what will it be like when you see your children burning in hell?
Ngimkhethile uAbraham, ngimazile. Yamazi umthetho wakhe uzofundisa ingane zakhe ukugcina imiyalo yami.
I have chosen Abraham and I know him and I know that he will teach his children and his household.
Kanye nendlu yakhe.
He will teach also his household.
Sifuna ukuhlala namadoda embusweni wezulu kodwa ibani nani amadoda.
You want to, and we want to sit at the tables with those men. But then we need to be men as well who have that godly authority that they had.
He
has an ear to hear. Let him hear. If you don't hear, Go for prayer that those demons that are blocking your ears can be driven out. Time has
passed.
I would be happy if you're coming here today. And remember that God will visit that your sin upon your children and children's children unless you repent and turn to God.
You repent genuinely and really. Ungadlali. Ube serious.
That you are serious about it. I don't know whether you've understood. Your fathers, have you heard?
Mama, nizwile.
Mothers, have you heard?
Nizwile na. Nina basha nizwile.
And you young people, have you heard?
Ngoba noma umama engakholwa elusa abatshwele bakhe ekhaya ezalelwa ematapsini. Niyezwa bafana. Nani mantombazana.
Boys, you girls, blessed is the one who has an ear to hear. Let us pray.
Nkosi Jesu, ngiyacela ukuthi le nkonzo ingabi yizeleze.
I pray, Lord Jesus, that the service will not have been in vain.
Isebenze enhlizweni yalo nalowo.
But that you can work in every heart.
Kuvelo Abrahama phakathi kwethu.
May there be Abrahams that rise up in our midst.
Abamazile uNkulunkulu noNkulunkulu wabazi bona.
People who know God and whom God knows.
Ngalokho bathola isithunzi sasezulwini sikaNkulunkulu.
And by that, they receive that godly, heavenly, divine authority to teach their children.
Amen.
Amen.